Clerk will note the roll. First item on the agenda is approval of the minutes from the 33rd meeting of the Rules Committee. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Representative Seifert moves approval of the minutes. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion prevails. Minutes are adopted. Okay, next item on the agenda is going to be the proposed calendar for the day for Thursday, March 18th. Representative Seifert moves the calendar of the day for Thursday, March 18th. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, calendar is adopted. Members, next on the agenda is the Representative Holbrook's bill, House File 2798. Holbrook, if you'd like to come forward. Members, the bill comes before the Rules Committee because of House Rule 4.15, this being a constitutional amendment, and Representative Holbrook will describe her bill. Members, the Rules Committee, is the Chair's intent not to take testimony necessarily on the legislation itself, since that is the responsibility of the policy committees as well as the House as a whole if the bill proceeds to the House floor. However, we will certainly allow folks who wish to testify there in the audience to have that opportunity to do so. So with that, the Chair will move that House File 2798 be recommended to pass. Representative Holbrook.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Committee. The bill that's before you today is pretty straightforward. It attempts to address an issue that is very much in the minds of the residents of Minnesota and, in fact, the entire country. And what it basically is doing is asking the voters of Minnesota whether they would like to put what is basically our State Defense of Marriage Act into the Constitution of the State of Minnesota. If this bill was passed in the House and the Senate with a simple majority, it would go before the voters in the November 2004 election. And in order to pass, would have to receive 50% plus one vote of all those voting in the election, i.e. those that do not vote on this matter would be counted as a no vote. In 1997, February 28th, the state of Minnesota passed the Defense of Marriage Act with 105 members of the House of Representatives and 54 members of the Senate voted in favor of a provision that was included in the omnibus health bill. In 1996, we had the Defense of Marriage Act passed in the United States with the support of President Clinton. Currently, this provision is contained in four states' constitutions, that being Nebraska, Alaska, and Nevada, and Hawaii. What has brought this issue to the forefront of many voters' minds is a court action in the state of Massachusetts whereby the Massachusetts State Supreme Court ordered the legislature to enact legislation to allow for same-sex marriage in the state of Massachusetts. They continue to struggle with that issue. In fact, across the country, this issue is being debated in virtually every legislature. And just for an overall rundown of what's going on across the country relative to this is the state of Utah, the lawmakers have approved putting it on the ballot. In 19 other states, there's been legislation that has been introduced to put constitutional amendments on the ballot. And in additional 8 states, changes to statutory language that would prohibit same-sex marriage, strengthen existing gay marriage bans, or prohibit granting marriage-like benefits to same-sex couples in lieu of marriage are being considered. And 12 states have introduced resolutions that urge Congress to pass a federal amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Since January 1st of 2004, attempts to pass bills against gay marriage have failed in Arizona, Indiana, Maine, and Wyoming. And currently, 39 states have Defense of Marriage Acts as part of their state statutes. And we've watched across the country, you're probably familiar with San Francisco issuing gay marriages in the city. Since then, that effort has been stopped by the courts. However, they have not ruled on the validity of it. It's very likely that as soon as that there is a state that recognizes gay marriage and valid marriage certificates, that we will see a court challenge here in the state of Minnesota asking under the full faith and credit agreement of the U.S. government that Minnesota recognize those marriage licenses. The language that's in front of you today addresses two issues, that being the definition of marriage between one man and one woman, and also the issue of that no other relationship be recognized as its legal equivalent. In the state of Vermont currently, they do have a civil union that is equal to marriage in the benefits that are recognized in that state. So it would prohibit a civil union similar to that of Vermont. After Hawaii enacted their constitutional amendment, which, by the way, was the result of judicial challenge, and then they put the constitutional amendment on the ballot and it passed, the state of Hawaii passed what they refer to as a reciprocal beneficiary relationship that allows for two individuals, although the relationship does not have to be based on a sexual relationship, two individuals can enter into this reciprocal beneficiary contract and as a result have certain benefits and responsibilities under that contract. Kind of at this point given an overview. If there's additional questions, I do have a law professor in the audience here today who has helped with this as well.
Okay. Again, members, if members can try and focus their attention, or if there's anyone who does wish to testify in the audience, if they can focus their attention on the bill itself in terms of if the title of the bill is adequate, is the proposed amendment to the Constitution technically accurate, clear, is it ambiguous or unambiguous? I think that's kind of where the discussion should center if we're going to have a discussion. So any questions for Representative Holbert? Representative Kelleher.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think it's also fair to ask questions that are based on Representative Holbert's testimony today. And so I just would like to ask her about the four states that do have some sort of constitutional provision and whether they are identical language to this or not.
Representative Holbert.
They're very similar in the state of Alaska. It says the DOMA is written into the state law. I don't have the exact language with me, but I certainly can get that to you. I have that. I mean, I believe in two of the instances they just define marriage as between one man and one woman, and in, I believe, two of them they have the language about the additional relationships not being recognized.
Representative Kelleher.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think that once again I had an opportunity to see this in the Ways and Means Committee, and Representative Holberg, you mentioned that many states have taken the position of putting this in state statute, which is the current position of the state of Minnesota. And looking at the issue of constitutional amendments and what our constitution in the state of Minnesota has been used for, I think once again raises the question about what the real intent behind the amendment is. In this state, the Constitution has been used to help us run government, help us clarify items that have come up since statehood, and I think that is a fair and very appropriate tool to be, that the Constitution would help us clarify those things. Interestingly enough, the Constitution also has been used to expand rights to people, the right for women to vote, frankly, and Professor Holbert, you and I are, of course, sit here by virtue of being able to be enfranchised as well as being able to be recognized as state representatives. But I think that the Constitution, in terms of legal citizenship, not people who have committed crimes, not people who are not residents and citizens of the United States of America, has not been used to limit or to, frankly, add division into our constitutional language. And Representative Holberg, I think that that is where this amendment falls very short of the standard of what Minnesotans expect in terms of their constitution. And I think that Minnesotans, certainly by the vote you referenced about the statutory language, clearly had an opinion about that. But to insert division and divisiveness into the state constitution is not appropriate.
Check to respond, Representative Holberg, or we can continue to take questions.
Mr. Chair, I don't believe there's a question.
Okay. Any other questions for Representative Holberg? If not, is there anyone in the audience who would like to testify either for or against the bill? Please come forward. Welcome to the committee. If you could please identify yourself for the tape.
Paul Tiedemann, pastor of St. Paul Reformation Lutheran Church in St. Paul. I am a heterosexual married to Janet, who is also a Lutheran pastor. I've been privileged to serve as pastor of a church where our mission has included ministry with gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender persons for over 20 years. Over these 20 years, I have been privileged to counsel with gay and lesbian persons and to preside at services of blessing of their relationships. This is the proper role of the church, to offer God's blessing to people in a variety of circumstances. Unfortunately, we have a confusion when it comes to the relationship of church and state, in that ordained ministers are designated as marriage officers on behalf of the state, and thus we sign marriage documents when opposite gender couples come to the church for a wedding. I frankly wish that both church and state would uncouple themselves with regard to marriage. I have considered making a declaration that I will not serve as a marriage officer and will not sign marriage licenses because this is not the proper role of the church. When it comes to the matter of the bill to amend the Constitution of the State of Minnesota that is before you, I find myself in considerable anguish and confusion precisely because I think that this bill continues the confusion of church and state. The matter of assigning rights and privileges to persons in society is the role of the state. The matter of blessing people in their relationships, in their homes, at the time of birth and at the time of death is the proper role of the church. Clearly, not all churches are in agreement with regard to whether same-gender couples will be given a blessing. In the church that I serve, we are very clear that offering such a blessing is indeed our privilege and our responsibility. We have a situation in society in which a significant group of people are denied basic human and civil rights. This is a matter which the state should address. Justice is not being done for gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people who seek to be in committed relationships. They are denied tax benefits, health care benefits, access to legal procedures at the time of death of their partner, and countless other rights which are accorded heterosexually married people. Unfortunately, we have a good deal of confusion with regard to marriage itself, which has a very diverse history in both church and state. If the Judeo-Christian Bible were used as a resource, we would find what we perceive as marriage to include a man married to several wives, a requirement that a man whose brother dies must marry his brother's wife, whether or not he is already married. Marriage of a man and a woman in a monogamous relationship as a recognition of the state is a relatively new phenomenon. I ask you to set this bill aside for the well-being of our entire community in Minnesota. Our Constitution ought not be used as a means to deny human rights to anyone. The turmoil which gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people experience because of the biases of both church and state is unconscionable. I have seen the gifts of GLBT people in long-term relationships, gifts in their role as parents, the gifts we see in their children, and I would like our state to do everything in its power to stem the tide of homophobic attitudes and actions so that this wonderful group of people in our midst can grow and deepen in their relationships and in their role as citizens of our state. Finally, we have a statute in our state adopted in 1993 which protects the human rights of GLBT people. Adopting a bill like the one which is proposed, which could lead to a rights-denying amendment to our state constitution, flies in the face of who we are as people of freedom and justice, and in the face of the human rights amendment which we have in place in the state of Minnesota.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Tiedemann, Pastor Tiedemann? Seeing none, thank you very much for your testimony. Any more testifiers that wish to testify? Anyone else who wishes to testify from the audience? Any other questions for Representative Holbert? Seeing none, the chair will renew his motion that House File 2798 be recommended to pass. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed?
No.
Motion prevails.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Holbert. Members, that's it. Thank you.